Hare Krishna. Well, yesterday we were celebrating the disappearance of Sri Tadmadhavacharya, and today we're celebrating the disappearance of Sri Ramanujacharya. I assume that we're actually celebrating his final disappearance from this world. I say assume because in his history, in his biography, it's stated that he departed from the world twice. He left his body twice. The first time, I think sometime around when he was 100 years old, he left, but his devotees were so distraught at his departure that they begged him to return, and so he did. The question is, how can someone leave their body twice? And the answer is, it's not a problem when you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ramanujacharya was an incarnation of Lord Balaram, Lakshman. And so there's no problem for him to once again return, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavadi Jugi Jugi. And so he did, for, I believe, for another 20-25 years, and continued his preaching very aggressively. But today is a day when he really departed from the world and didn't come back. As with Madhavacharya, well, actually, before I say that, I just remember how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur really favored Madhavacharya's approach to the Absolute Truth and describing the Absolute Truth. And so he opined that of all the four sampradayas, the Ramanuja sampradaya, Sri sampradaya, their philosophy is most closely akin to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings of Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, which is very interesting because, as you know, we're in the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya. We're a part of Madhava Sampradaya when Madhavacharya had visited Sridhar Mayapur and got the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he would appear and accept his line, his and be part of his sampradaya. So it's interesting that we're part of the Madhava sampradaya, but our philosophy is more akin to Ramanujacharya's teachings. Anyway, that I wanted to say before I also went on to Ramanujacharya's visit to Sridhar Mayapur, where he, like the other Vaishnava acharyas, also had darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And like Madhavacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he should continue preaching his philosophy. His philosophy was needed, and his line was also needed. And it wasn't that everyone was meant to just simply give up whatever line that they're in. For those who are aspiring to go to Vaikuntha, then Ramanujacharya was teaching in a way how to do that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified Ramanuja and told him that in his teachings, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, then he would emphasize two very important aspects, great aspects of Ramanuja's teachings. And one is that devotional service, to be pure, needs to be free from all taints of karma, gyan, and all other aspirations other than the desire to just serve Krishna. And the other is that to really please Krishna, one needs to actually serve of Krishna's devotees, and therefore service to Vaishnavas is a central point in both Ramanujacharya's teachings and in our own Gaudiya Sampradaya, how to please the Vaishnavas. Now, we know how Rupa Goswami starts out and just defining devotional service. He points out that yes, it needs to be jnana, karma, adhyana, avritta, manukuryana, krishna, anusudana. It needs to be those activities which are completely devoid of a desire for liberation, fruitive gain, mystic power, anything other than the pleasure of Krishna. So Rupa Goswami's statement and Ramanujacharya's also is that it's not enough just to perform the activity itself, but rather the motivation is very important. What is the motivation with which one is actually serving? And it's the motivation that will really define the quality of devotion, because ultimately devotion is a matter of the heart. It's not just a physical activity of itself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly emphasized that, and we know how Srila Prabhupada emphasized that very same thing. And the second aspect is service to Vaishnavas. Krishna himself makes this statement, Yaidam Paramam Guyam Mad Bhakti Shavidatsati. People who repeat this message of Bhagavad Gita to my devotees, and uses the word devotee. And of course, the primary meaning of devotee means, yes, to those who already embrace Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness movement, our primary business, the best way to please Krishna is by giving Krishna consciousness to Vaishnavas and helping Vaishnavas advance and progress along the path of devotional service. There are certainly a lot of ways in which that's done. Ways in serving devotees by giving them spiritual instruction, serving the basic necessities of life. I'm not even going to get into the details, but rather, if as with the definition of devotional service, we consider that motivation is the important thing. Whatever we are serving, whatever our service is, whatever our work is, whatever our lifestyle is, whatever it is that we are doing, if our motivation is always, how can I do this for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas, then we will see the opportunities when they arise, and we will seize them, and we will be doing that thing which is most pleasing to Lord Krishna and most pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Serving Vaishnavas. If that's not within our consciousness, and of course if we're in the consciousness that I'm a master and everyone should be serving me, well then that becomes a problem. It becomes a serious problem, and of course one of those consequences of that problem, just one, is that one will not be able to actually serve the Vaishnavas. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur emphasizes, therefore, whatever condition I'm in, let me always be in the association of Vaishnavas, and that is what all of our acharyas emphasize to us. Service to Vaishnavas, as Krishna also tells Arjuna, no, that person who thinks he's my devotee, he's not my devotee, but a person who's a devotee of my devotee, he's really my devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Bhat Kamalyor Das, Das, and Udasa. And it doesn't just refer to I'm a servant of my spiritual master and that's enough. No, that's not enough. Then I'm a servant of all the Vaishnavas. I may be serving Vaishnavas in different ways. I may be serving my superiors in one way and my peers another way and my juniors in another way, but I'm always a servant of Vaishnavas. And so with that mood in mind, then it becomes easy to progress forward in Krishna consciousness, and then we will be able to please Krishna, please the Lord, which is ultimately what bhakti is all about. So, those are a few thoughts on Ramanujacharya today, and Hare Krishna.